Now we join Sarah Castor-Perry to find out what happened this week in science history.
This week in science history saw in 1958 the publication of a significant paper that began the use of ultrasound as a diagnostic tool in medicine. It was published by the Scottish obstetrician Professor Ian MacDonald and his colleagues in The Lancet, and is seen as one of the most important papers in medical imaging history. Ultrasound waves are sound waves of a much higher frequency than we can detect. Humans can hear up to around 20 kilohertz, but medical ultrasound operates at between 2 and 18 megahertz. In modern ultrasound machines, the sound waves enter the body from the probe containing an acoustic transducer, which produces the sound waves. They enter the body and bounce off the internal organs in different ways depending on their density, coming back to the detector as an echo. The time taken for the echo to travel back to the detector allows the depth of the object causing the reflection to be calculated. Solid objects bounce back a different signal to liquids, which is why it's easy for this technique to see a fetus in the womb full of amniotic fluid. Most people would recognise, or may have experienced, the use of sonography during pregnancy to image the baby, but it's also used as a diagnostic tool elsewhere in the body, such as imaging organs like the bladder and the prostate in men to check for abnormalities like tumours. Other forms of ultrasound can be used therapeutically, and in fact this was developed before ultrasound's imaging capabilities were realised, to clean teeth at the dentist, to treat cataracts, and it can even be used to treat benign and malignant tumours. Professor Donald had served in the Second World War, where he gained knowledge of radar and sonar. He theorised that something similar to sonar could be used to look for abnormalities in the human body, and in 1955 he visited the boilermakers Babcock and Wilcox to use their industrial ultrasound equipment, usually used for checking flaws in sheets of metal. He took various sorts of cysts and tumours extracted from patients at his hospital to see if they could be differentiated from each other and from normal tissue like muscle. He had some limited success, but recognised the technique's potential, so collaborated with Tom Brown, a medical physicist, and John McVicar, another obstetrician, to refine the technique. Their experimentation and results in examining abdominal masses, like tumours and cysts, were what came to be eventually published in the Lancet paper. It was after this that Donald recognised the use of sonography in measuring fetal growth by measuring the dimensions of the head in utero. Within a decade of the publication of the paper, the use of ultrasound had moved into the mainstream and had already improved. As Donald himself said, any new technique becomes more attractive if its clinical usefulness can be demonstrated without harm, indignity or discomfort to the patient. And given the lack of side effects and its obvious benefits, it quickly became an essential diagnostic tool. Sonography using ultrasound is now used all the way through pregnancy to check the growth and health of the baby and to determine the sex, as well as being important in tumour detection and diagnosis. It's easily portable and easy to use, as well as giving images in real time, so you can watch things like blood flow and the heart beating, unlike other imaging techniques such as MRI that just provide still pictures. There are limitations to the accuracy of sonography, but it has no known long-term effects and is an essential part of diagnostic medicine.
That was Sarah Castor-Perry explaining how Professor Ian Donald's Lancet paper, published this week in 1958, ushered in the use of ultrasound as a diagnostic tool in medicine. And that's all we have for this Naked Scientist Newsflash, which featured Helen Scales and Sarah Castor-Perry, along with our guest, Professor Robert Kennicott from the Institute of Astronomy at Cambridge University. The Naked Scientist Newsflash is produced by me, Ben Valsler. If you enjoyed the Newsflash, then why not check out the Naked Scientist podcast, where every week we'll bring you the latest in science news, along with interviews, answers to your questions, and an experiment that you can try out at home. Join us on the web at thenakedscientists.com, and we'll be back with another roundup next week.
The Naked Scientist Newsflash, reacting to the world's best science. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientists.com.